Yes, Lord. Success and status are not synonyms. Did you know you can have one without the other? Did you know it's better to focus on preparation rather than performance? What is your Uber product? And how do you discover the messaging and design? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd, to be a cowboy is to be helper. Cowboy is looking to work with the 99%, not the 1%, to help teach you how to farm, lift your sweat equity to help your demographic. There are thousands of people waiting on you to become the best version of yourself and deliver relief and hope in the form of transformation. Join the compound, discover your marvel. Schedule your call today, only 30 spots available. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347 and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please, let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, and this is another episode of Producing Equity with Cowboy 347. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about consistency. This is about growth. This is about sweat equity. Sweat equity is taking something that you own and for no salary, right, investing your blood, sweat, and tears to increase the market value of that thing that you own. And in real time, I want to contribute my actionable steps to show that I'm not just talking it, I'm walking it. And I just want to share with you guys today a little formula that I utilized that gave me the confidence, right, to sit back and watch the world for 3 years and truly understand how much I am, well, one, getting in my own way, but how much I'm missing out on because of information that I'm not acting on. Because the thing that's separating us from others is that the thing that is separating us in terms of success is that others are acting on the information that they're receiving and others are not. So this show is literally about the importance of producing your sweat equity from wherever that creative space is and acting on it. Yes, Lord. Now, before we get started, T3 Resolutions, my media company, I offer a plethora of services, whether it's B2B, national syndication, you know, Compound 99. We have our script writing. We have our one-to-many webinars. I have my book coming out. Man, please subscribe to the channel. Click the content below, interact with me. I give you guys multiple points of access to learn more. and let's fellowship. And I look forward to speaking to you guys soon, if not before then, if it's ordained. But let's dive into what I'm talking about in terms of what caught my attention and told me to jump off the cliff and to become more confident in my pursuit and my trek into becoming a brand development a skillful brand development marketer, right? By utilizing, you know, quantum physics, that less is more, and that there are a lot of people that have more in doing less. But it's not really about, you know, the product that you may make seem to be shiny. It's really about the messaging. But I want to talk about, how do you discover the maturity of how to discover the messaging? So, today's episode is going to be on a formula called BOSS, which is business, optimize, success, and secrets. Okay, now, this is meant to sharpen the mental axe and skill sets, which will allow you to create better concepts, just allowing you to learn how to think better. So now, I may have been a little ambiguous on how I started this show today, but literally this is something that I literally caught out of my peripherals. And I said, I am not in the game. I'm not in the game as much as I think I am. I need to go higher. How do I get higher? And I realized that it's not about working harder. It's about thinking higher. And I want to give you guys this message, because this is the message that captivated me to think sharper, to think better, right? And compete with myself in terms of how can I communicate better to the demographic of the 99% that I was born on this earth to help deliver relief and hope to. Now, there's four levels of value that the world is operating with. There's four levels of value that when it comes to finances, when it comes to tax bracket, right? There's four levels of value that we all, right, are tithing into. And I'm going to share these with you. So level one is the physical. Level one is the physical. Now, it's you take your muscles and your energy and your youth and you apply it to time, right? Being a limited variable, right? And then you create minimum wage. Now, time being a limited resource and your muscles. Being a resource, and you guys are creating this outcome. Those are the inputs, and the outcome is, right, minimum wage, which is like $80,000 a year. Now, I just want to let you know that the majority of the world is fighting to be in this position. The majority of the world is fighting to be here. And this is fair game. I mean, in terms of, it is what it is. It's okay. It's not that deep. What's for you is for you. And if you work a 9-to-5 and this is what, that's great. To each his own. But information is transformation, and this is what I'm delivering. And ignorance is bliss. But as we can see, there's two sides of that sword. So 80,000 a year is the muscle, it's the minimum wage, it's the 9 to 5. You know, applying your muscles to time, which is a limited resource, which as you get older, it's going to be harder to make money because your muscles and your energy will deplete. Now, the next level is unification of people, managing people in unity. Kind of like the entrepreneur aspect where you go inside and you help someone scale. But unification management. Now, this is from 100K to 150K a year. Okay? And I'm sorry, this is from 40 to 250K a year. Unification management. Managers, entrepreneurs going into someone's business and helping someone scale their business, but not necessarily being able to get outside of that box because how many managers have you met that are millionaires? So we become cognizant, right, of a skill set that ranges in the unification of people, being able to manage people in a system, in a machine that is meant to serve the world, but it's only from 40 to 250K a year. Now, the next level is communication. Now, communication is motivational speakers, communication is rappers, singers, politicians, being able to like speak to the public, speaking one to many at a large scale, and being able to multiply the design of your message a lot faster, right, to promote a skill set or a product. And this is from 100K to 1 million. Now, I want to say that social media makes this thing right now, makes this the easiest time to be able to communicate you as an asset that can deliver a transformation, right, to your client avatar that raises the market value with the least amount of time and the least amount of effort, the direct opposite of level one. So now that we're climbing the stairs here, the last level is imagination. Imagination is being able to articulate something in your mind and through frameworks and principles, share that with the world that can create relevancy, deliver a sense of personability, and it is anticipated, right? There's an anticipated outcome, which you can call this the imagination stage, right? Now, this is from a 1 million to a billion. And each level is where most of us is giving, where we're tending our focus and our energy and our belief and our manifestation. We are fighting for those levels of salary, and we're acting in some sort, way, shape, or form. We are, right, delivering value in some way, shape, or form on this success ladder, right? Now, you see, you don't want to work harder, you want to work higher. You want to put yourself in a position where you understand that spiritually, your personality is more so your voice. Now, if you can learn how to effectively communicate by using your voice, you can then take something from your mind or your heart that God is allowing you to have a vision about and articulate that, you know, to the demographic that is waiting for you to deliver some form of transformation. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that effectiveness is the key to wealth. Effort, and efficiency are two different things. Efficiency is the input that produces greater output. And effort, the more time that's invested, right, the more fatigue you get. But effectiveness is greater than effort. Wealth is spiritual. Messages that we pick up on in terms of wealth, it carries only to, how can I say this? Being able to deliver a message can only be done by spiritual beings that have the ability to do so. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Does that make sense? Wealth is measured more in time, not money. Man, how can I say this? We need to understand that, man, when it comes to, you know, the way that we choose to go about success, is that success and status are not synonyms. We have to come to terms to know that you can have success and not status, and you can have status and not success. We need to understand that you can be popular and broke, and we need to understand that you can be extremely wealthy and not known. And when it comes to wealth, we need to understand it's not really about looking for the big hit. It's really about investing for the long run, compounding. Warren Buffett, effectively though, utilizing the least amount of time and the least amount of effort, because wealth is measured more in time, not money. How much time do you get to spend with your family, or how much, you know, energy do you still have to play with your children and to give to your wife, right? That's the true meaning of wealth. Now, if we can conceptualize that and understand that, you know, the difference between status and success, we won't let status hinder our progression, our progress towards success. Because the sooner, the better, period. And new awareness must be activated at all times, right? Because if you can get 1 million people to get you $1, you got $1 million. Or if you could get 100,000 people to get you $10, right? You feel where I'm going? If you can then understand the element of success loves speed and not hug that statement too close to the chest, there'll be a different sense of urgency. Now, we don't speak the truth because we don't want to be radical to people telling lies. Success and status are not synonyms. People living to impress other people can absolutely leave you broke, or the impression of people on you being that you may be something that you are not, and you trying to live up to this expectation or this picture that they may have painted, that can distract you from becoming more effective on being successful, because, you know, it's really more so about preparation, not performance, and you're more focused on performance than actually preparing. Because when you see someone like LeBron James, when you see someone like Serena Williams, when you see someone like Jay-Z, or if you see someone like Picasso, you know, this is practice art. This is practice. This is years and years and years of preparation, right? And you can't compete with that if you're freestyling. There are systems and schematics and forms, and there's blood, sweat, and tears. There's emotions. There's a lot of things tied into practice or in the preparation of the skill set. So if we can focus on that, we then understand that, you know, your flesh cannot conquer your flesh. Like, your appetite for more, right, cannot cure your appetite, right? So there has to be something that can get you to see or think higher opposed to working harder, right? Physical unification, communication, and imagination, right? And that is, that will be the true, those are the inputs towards the true outcome or the true output that you're trying to deliver to your client avatar, to your demographic, to the 99%. You coming out of the 99% and becoming the 1% for the demographic that is ordained for you to transform, to teach, to heal, right? To deliver, to show relief and hope. So I say all of this to say this, that I help the 99% produce sweat equity from imagination. And then from that imagination, be able to use that sweat equity and show up to the hour demanding what you are worth, opposed to someone telling you that you're worth $5.45. Now, the only way that you can discover on what that is, there's a vision, there's something in you. You know what you need to do. When you look into the mirror, you know what you have to do. But you're not focused on it, right? You're so distracted that you're so focused on lack. Now, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, the first sin of all time was focusing on lack. Adam and Eve had all of the grains and minerals of earth. They had riches. They had gold. But for some reason, when God told them not to eat that fruit, the only thing that they could focus on was the fruit that they couldn't have. And they focused on that. And they completely undermined the riches of the garden, you know, that God has had bestowed upon them. So there has to be an element of being grateful that can allow you to kind of like identify what that thing is that you're meant to do. What is that purpose that you're meant to, you know, key in on, right? Because if you want to be happy in life, you know, Albert Einstein said to, you know, attach your life to a goal. And to make sure I don't get too long with it, is that we have to count our blessings, right? You know, and then you go say, how come people in church don't teach, you know, wealth? Well, you can't teach what you don't know. You can't lead where you will not go, right? And there has to be a sense of, you know, relatability between point A and point Z and those things. So that's why. So, but I'm using the scripture in perspective of, you know, just our human like aneurysms, right? Because the Bible is just like a guide, you know, to our machine, which is our body, right? Basic instructions before leaving Earth. And by being grateful, you then get to understand that there's levels and pockets to everything in life. But when it comes to you trying to reach a level of wealth, you then understand the languages or where or how things are grouped, because information is transformation and not everybody has the information. Right? Now, I'm riding along this thing here, right? I'm talking about business. I'm talking about optimize. I'm talking about success. I'm talking about secrets. I'm talking about boss. Okay? And I'm just giving you guys, I'm opening up this episode like this because I want to talk, you know, more clear. I don't want it to come off as like, you know, the typical, you know, YouTube segment or typical podcast segment. I want to see if you guys can really pick these gems out, and I want to flow. But when it comes to wealth, but as a positive transition, you know, I hope you can pick up what I'm putting down. Yes, Lord. You understand that the poor pay bills, right? The middle class maintain good credit, and the rich turn it into money, right? And you then kind of like figure out what does think higher really mean. You then figure out that thinking higher, man, it can't be, you know, 9 to 5 if I have 4 kids. It can't be, you know, gain more time with my family and be a manager, right? It can't be I want to stay, you know, stay home at all times with my family and just communicate. It has to be at the top level in order to truly, truly minimize the effort and time, raise the market, to raise the market value. And you then start to learn the lingo of what wealth is. You then begin to learn that taxation is to take from producers and give to someone. Right? Principles doesn't favor people. Right? Right? Principles favor the people that usually act and do on the framework. I read this book called Trash Man to Cash Man from Myron Golden. And, you know, I just learned a lot from Myron, which is, you know, make money fast because, you know, inflation and taxation, it really rolled every dollar made over time. There's an extra 2% per year on that. And, you know, using your credit properly to create just a better experience of things when you use it to, you know, optimize outcome, you know, in your business or really your personal life. But you cannot, how can I say this? You cannot elevate if you don't understand what the principles are in elevation without education or educating yourself. Because there are functions of business, right? There's innovation, there's market, there's money, there's management, right? You know, innovation being, you know, screaming out loud to a demographic of people in the marketplace, in this product, is innovated, you know, for that fact. And then you have the market where, you know, science of desire for opportunity or product in other people becomes a dialect. And being able to, you know, I combine the two, I'm sorry, manage your money, this does not exceed in so that the upkeep does not become the downfall. Being able to just make sure that it just doesn't exceed your efforts is highly important so that there isn't a downfall, because you've planned property, you've budgeted property, you've took the principles, and now you're acting on the principles, and you're organized in terms of how you want to compound and manifest this desired state of position, right? You know, which, you know, when it comes to marketing position, we're talking about the value proposition. So I just want to tell you that my life changed.
Yes, Lord. Imagine every day for a year meeting up to share buildings and consumables to take your Yuba product to the next level. Join Compound 99. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. We are looking for 30 creators, entrepreneurs. Schedule a call to see if you qualify. Find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
Once I activated the education behind business, learning how to optimize, truly understanding what success is, because success and status are not synonyms, and just little secrets that can allow me to gain an edge and actually do and act, right, on what it is that I have to do to scale my personal brand, my business in general. So when it comes to the Compound 99, when it comes to producing equity with Cowboy 347, when it comes to syndication, when it comes to business, you know, I'm operating from a state of imagination, and I'm helping individuals lift their voices through syndication, through YouTubing, you know, through introducing them to imagination off rip, and being able to develop a personal brand that can scale and monetize, you know, on every level of success in their business. And the whole purpose of starting this is to help individuals truly understand that this is where we should be producing from. And a lot of us are producing from there, but we don't know what it is that is actually the outcome of that. And we don't know that we can actually use that and leverage that in society. So if you're a business, if you're a personal brand, right, you should be operating under the boss formulas. But not only that, if you are somebody that's listening to this quick message on YouTube, right, you should be interacting with me to help learn how to use your sweat equity, right, and monetize it. So I give you this quick briefing, this quick episode, to use it as artillery, because I've gotten so good at producing that I don't want to be in the war. I want to sell the bullets. And the reason being, you know, in terms of Cowboy 347, it says that if man is denied the life that man believes in, that man has no choice but to become an outlaw. And I believe that I'm an outlaw that is rounding up his shepherd, because to be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd, right? And deliver relief and hope for individuals to really go out there and compete and really do something, you know, for their legacy, right? Fight for your last name. Don't focus on lack, right? And note that there is a confidence that comes with appreciation and gratitude. Mindfulness is a superpower. But if I can, in this message, somehow touch somebody, I do believe that we need to be working together. All right? And I do believe that my calling is to, my 99% is in the realms of those who are undermining their sweat equity, and they can use their sweat equity to become better, to become more valuable to the community, to become more valuable to their family, fighting for their family's last name, opposed to, you know, fighting for someone's last name on a basketball jersey and over some sneakers, over some Jordans, or over, you know, a block that's not even, you know, over, opposed to fighting over a block that your mother's renting on. She don't even own it. You know, understanding that there's levels to this game that, you know, we're not being associated with, or there's just levels that we're not playing at because there's just information that we're missing. There's information that we're not given, and we're cutting ourselves short the more days that falls off the calendar. And I believe that I am supposed to be working with these individuals. And if that person is you, we're looking for 30 people, only 30 people at the Compound 99. Okay? And every day for an entire year, we are going to fellowship and we are going to, you know, brand develop. We are going to budget. We are going to communicate more efficiently on our goals and aspirations when it comes to that Uber product that we know that is meant to serve the public and deliver transformation and become a solution for someone's problem that we was born on this earth to help. Bringing buildings together and just sharing these consumables, right? And teaching you guys how to produce from that. Find the sweat equity in that. And then gain clarity on how to use that. If that's you that I'm talking to, it'll be an honor to have you on the Compound and me join your journey and help you deliver something ostentatious, deliver something legacyal to a demographic of people that is waiting for you to be great. There's thousands and thousands of people out there that's waiting for you to be great. Your children is waiting for you to show them why you are the one that's supposed to lead them to greatness. 100% of the world is 100% okay to listening to voices. And I believe that the Compound 99 will be producing some of the greatest influencers, some of the greatest business minds for the next 20 years. If that's you, interact with me. Click the link in the description. Let's fellowship, and I look forward to speaking to you soon, if not before then. But the reason why I share this information again is because this changed my life. And ultimately, as we get older, it's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. So, I hope you guys feel the message. Because now, let me give you a little bit of my sweat equity. So, I felt like I needed to get my voice out there, and there was no better way to do it than to start a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I was newly divorced, and I just got through from selling a business, not selling the business, giving it up, and starting all over again. And I said, I needed to get my message out there. I needed to get some type of awareness. And I developed the podcast, and once I developed the podcast, man, I ended up interviewing some of the, man, most influential people in the world. And I want to show you, I want to share with you guys how unique this is, because nothing happens on accident, but the manifestation, the prayers, the intentionality, I end up gravitating, you know, these great souls and great spirits to me, to the point where you ended up stumbling across some diamonds in the rough. And I mean, me and my wife, we're, you know, we're starting over. We're in the basement of a family member's crib, and, you know, there's holes in the ceiling, rats in the ceiling, and, you know, we're taking it day by day, but for some reason I'm getting up every day and I'm showing up because there's a vision. And the podcast ended up becoming a success, and it ended up doing well, but I ended up just meeting great people on accident. And I want to share with you how amazing it was by stumbling across diamonds here and there. Diamonds being individuals that you probably thought you would never speak to because of the unawareness of it. So accidentally, let me stop talking too much. Accidentally, I ended up interviewing Anthony Edwards' brother. And it was because the way I research my guests, I catch them on social media. And if my heart is tugged, my heart tells me to reach out to them and have them on the podcast and get them in front of my demographic to inspire them to have the stick for the quicksand, right? That no matter where you are at, you know, you can elevate no matter what you're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose, and let's get smarter by the day, right? And that's literally my podcast mantra. And I ended up meeting Anthony Edwards' brother because he was rapping and had no clue that he was related to Anthony Edwards. And I'm interviewing this guy, and I end up realizing that he looks like somebody familiar, but I just didn't know who. And I literally have the entire interview. I have the entire podcast with this young man, and I had no clue who he was. No clue who he was. And I hope Brother B Difference hears this segment in the podcast. I had no clue who he was until afterwards I went onto his Instagram and I saw that he was related to Anthony Edwards. Yes, Lord, Mark Wahlberg in the movie Lone Survivor. And not only that, there's another segment I'm going to give you guys that's absolutely special to show you when you operate from imagination, what you can get from it. Yes, Lord. And I interviewed this young man, and it was a positive transaction, and my demographic ended up being inspired because he had a super hit single that I just could not stop playing over and over and over again, and here it is.
Man, I'm so appreciative of your energy on this brief fellowship. And this time that we're sharing right now on this platform, we're going to do a little bit different today. My brother, I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate you for having the audacity to be a creative in the midst of a difficult time to channel positive messages through our testimonies. I want to celebrate you for being different and being convicted to the point where, you know, you're not afraid to lose sleep.
Sure.
Yes, Lord.
Sure.
But with that being said, I can't wait to edit this episode. Man, your project Vent, right?
Right.
You're going off. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm going to make sure that the links are in the bio, but go check this brother out on social media as well. You are lighting up social media right now. The fire behind this project. Come on, explain to us, right? The project's mission, right? Behind your gift.
I hate to put it so simple after that. A great intro, man. I appreciate you for real, man. I appreciate all the love. But honestly, it's It's the title, man. Like, vent the album is basically me venting to the world.
Yes.
It's basically what I was saying earlier. It's like taking the pain and trauma, whatever I done been through,
yes,
and turning it into something that's positive, that's, you know, beautiful to the ear to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Just something creative, and just giving y'all something, yeah, you know, I can vent to and y'all can vibe to, basically.
Wow. I love the single Lose Sleep. And you know, one of your lines that you quoted was, "Have you ever lost blood? It hurt." Can you explain that, my brother? Because you know, the times that we're in, especially after the pandemic, you know, I believe that all of us, right, can really feel, right, that line.
Sure. I'm glad you asked about that line, man. It's a meaningful line. It's deep too, man. Cause I took some losses. You know, I had family that I lost when I was like 17. I lost my mom and grandma in 1 year.
Wow.
You know, and it was just something that it changed my life like dramatically, man. And it's something that I want everybody to understand, like, cause we all go through stuff. We all probably done been through losses and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's just something that people can relate to, and just let you know, like, it's okay that you lost, man. It hurt. But
yes, Lord. So that is Anthony Edwards, you know, family. And it was an honor. Brother, be different. Thank you, brother. We're going to have a podcast concert at some point this year, and I would love to have you there. But not only that, just as eerie as it can be, prior to getting into podcasting, I was in sports. I was a successful sports manager. I went from 60 to 160 clients in 3 months, and I ended up having an international brand. I ended up bringing people from, you know, every inner city in the United States to, you know, overseas to professional resources. And I just love basketball, but I ended up having the opportunity to talk to one of the best premier coaches in the NBA. And it's because in 2022, 2023, the NBA was a great season, but that was the season where the Nuggets eliminated, that was the season where, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves had gotten eliminated, and Anthony Edwards, you know, he played horribly. And I knew I was ahead of because I had the gift to scout talent. And I used that to, like, that's also what I used to guest people on my podcast. And I needed to, you know, talk to this brother that was, you know, that I caught on social media, because I felt like the Timberwolves could have won a championship that year. You know, Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards. We have Alexander Walker. You know, the list can goes on. I'm not even, you know, Nair. Like, we don't even need to really talk about the Timberwolves right now, because it's 2024 and we see what's going on in terms of the standings. But man, I got the opportunity to interview one of the premier skills and drills coaches and coaches in the NBA, in terms of Chris Hynes. And this is the year before this is 2023, before this outstanding year that they're having right now. Check it out.
To, you know, the championship comment that you made. Yes, I agree. You guys got that upside, that, you know, the potential versus reality. And
I like that, because a lot of people don't think that. So I like you saying that. So cheers to that.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Bring my coffee in. Cheers.
Yes, Lord. And when you look at Anthony Edwards taking it, you know, when you see, like, you know, when a baby ostrich is born and they try to, them legs look kind of funny at the beginning, and they get it after a little while. It took a couple of punches to the face for Anthony Edwards to really catch his power, catch his potential, you know, towards the end of you guys being eliminated in the postseason. And then not only that, you know, seeing the confidence, you know, through you guys' play from media to the floor through Rudy Gobert and Kyle Anderson and McDaniels, right? Who are, like, do you feel like these individuals, and I hope everybody's coming back after this free agency. I really do. I like what you guys got going on. And if you got any inside scoops on what the next moves may be, feel free to share, my brother.
I would love to keep my job, man. But,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But do you believe that these pieces can last, right? Because of, you know, McDaniels fracturing his hand, Kyle and Rudy, you know, getting in a fight, you know, at the wrong, kind of like the wrong time, but is it really the wrong time? But it's because of love. It's because of
love. I mean, we talked about it, man, in terms of the Kyle and Rudy stuff. It was, you know, I said, and I really respect it and mean it, is families fight all the time. If your family don't fight, you don't love each other. And sometimes, you know what, and I don't know, you have a wife, you have a girlfriend, you have anybody.
Absolutely.
Like I said it the wrong way. Didn't mean to say it like that. I was in my feelings in that situation. I apologize. I'm sorry. I still love you. I mean, everybody wants to talk about how, you know, Rudy swung on Kyle, but nobody wants to talk about how Kyle kissed Rudy when, you know, he made a dime to him in a crucial moment within a crucial point of our season. And so, you know, as people, you know, we go through, you know, these situations, man, of family. You know, those dudes love each other. They will be friends, you know, for life. But that's not seen throughout, you know, what the media will show and the clips that it show. Yeah, it happened. Yeah, it was there and it was filmed. Yeah. But that's the world that we live in. But you know, our young core, plus our vets again, I'm super excited about, just due to the fact that we have so much ability and talent, and molding it and growing it has been a blessing to watch it. Mm-hmm. So you know, within Ant's journey, within Jaden McDaniels, his journey, you know, these guys are, like you said, baby ostriches. But like, we don't know how good Anthony Edwards can be,
right?
Like, we have no clue. Right. But what we do know is, if he does reach his potential, we're talking about a generational player. We don't know how good Jaden McDaniels could be. If he does reach his potential, you know, is he the next Scottie Pippen?
Right.
So you look at, and you can't, that's one thing I think a lot of basketball people try to judge. You can't judge potential, because there's something between the ears too. And there's a ticker that wakes you up every day in your heart. And those things have to develop along with the skill set.
Yes, Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, all right, I did all that rambling and gambling. I just want to let you know that when you operate from imagination, great things happen. This is Cowboy 347. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. And I believe from these segments, I delivered to you some type of hope or relief that these sayings are true. And if I'm speaking to you in this episode, click the link. Click the link. Click the link. And I look forward to talking to you soon, if not before then. Yes, Lord.